This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Voting concluded peacefully for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections today. Over 57% voter turnout was recorded till 8 p.m. 49 parliamentary constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories were covered in this phase. These include 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 13 in Maharashtra, 7 in West Bengal, 5 each in Odisha and Bihar, 3 in Jharkhand, along with 1 each in Union Territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Polling also took place in Odisha for the second phase of assembly elections for 35 constituencies. Assembly by-elections were also held for Gandia seat in Jharkhand and Lucknow East constituency in Uttar Pradesh. 695 candidates were in the fray in this phase. The prominent candidates whose fate was decided today include BJP leaders and union ministers Rajnath Singh, Piyush Goyal and Smriti Irani, Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and KL Sharma, Umar Abdullah of the National Conference and Chirag Paswan of LJP Ram Vilas. Maximum 14 seats went to polls in Uttar Pradesh in this phase. Voting was also held for the by-elections in Lucknow East Assembly seat today. There were 22 candidates in the fray in this constituency. Polling in Baramulla in Jammu and Kashmir was completely peaceful with a turnout of 54.67% as of 8 p.m. and was the highest recorded in 35 years. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will interact with more than 25,000 women tomorrow in his parliamentary constituency, Varanasi. Mr. Modi will interact with the women homemakers, doctors, teachers, business owners, advocates and athletes during a Matri Shakti Sammelan at Sampurnanand Sanskrit University. Women will play every role in this one-hour-long Sammelan, including comparing and other activities. Prime Minister will stay in Varanasi tomorrow night and on Wednesday he will address 2 more rallies in Uttar Pradesh. Mr. Modi is contesting third time from Varanasi. INDI Alliance candidate Ajay Rai is challenging him. Varanasi goes to the polls on June 1. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has praised the remarkable turnaround in the health of India's banking sector after net profit crossed Rs 3 lakh crore for the first time in financial year 2024. The net profit of listed public and private sector banks rose 39% to Rs 3.1 lakh crore from Rs 2.2 lakh crore in financial year 2023. Public sector banks generated a record Rs 1.4 lakh crore in net profit during the year, an increase of 34% over the year-ago period, while private sector banks increased their net profit by 42% to nearly Rs 1.7 lakh crore compared to Rs 1.2 lakh crore a year ago. The Gujarat ATS has arrested 4 terrorists at Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel International Airport in Ahmedabad. According to the local authorities, all the arrested terrorists are residents of Sri Lanka and are associated with the Islamic State. They travelled from Sri Lanka to Ahmedabad via Chennai. The ATS is interrogating the terrorists to determine their purpose for arriving in Ahmedabad. The third edition of the Electric Vehicle Innovation Summit, EVIS, kicked off today at the Abu Dhabi National Exhibition Centre, marking a pivotal moment in the MENA region's drive towards sustainable transportation. The high-profile event, running through May 22nd, features a 3-day exhibition showcasing the latest electric vehicle technologies alongside a 2-day conference. Attendees had the rare opportunity to test drive cutting-edge EVs and experience their rapid acceleration and silent operation firsthand. In athletics, the Indian mixed team has won gold in the 4x400m event and also broke the national record at the ongoing Asian Athletic Relay Championships at Bangkok in Thailand today. The team comprised Muhammad Ajmal, Jyotika Shree, Amod Jacob and Subha Venkatesan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.